Track 11. My jaw hit the floor. The future King of England is one of our pilots. Rowan Mantell discovers the remarkable story of our air ambulance.
Not many pub conversations save thousands of lives, but that's how the East Anglian Air Ambulance was launched. Not many people recruit a future King of England, but that is what Patrick Peel was astonished to find himself doing. Patrick is about to retire as Chief Executive Officer of the East Anglian Air Ambulance, 25 years after he first dreamed up the idea with the former RAF pilot, Gerry Harmer. He will leave on the day the service, which began as a six-week trial, moves to round-the-clock air cover every day of the year. In the 20 years since its first mission, the East Anglian Air Ambulance, or EAAA, has attended more than 31,000 incidents and saved many thousands of lives. "I couldn't be prouder of the organisation as it stands today," said Patrick, who was a trustee before taking over as CEO in 2014. The service has bases at Norwich and Cambridge airports and around 25 pilots, 30 doctors, 20 paramedics and 350 volunteers, as well as charity staff. And for 2 years, Prince William, Duke of Cambridge and second in line to the throne, was on the staff. "He was terrific. He was great fun. A very good member of the team," said Patrick. "He was a first-class pilot, one of the top pilots, and that's no mean achievement, because we have a very rigorous selection process. The flying can be very challenging. I mean, they're landing in people's back gardens in the dead of night. His fellow pilots rated him as one of the best. He was very happy to get stuck in and do CPR to help the critical care team." Patrick explained how the appointment came about. Prince William was given the Dukedom of Cambridge and the EAAA got in touch with Kensington Palace to ask whether he'd like to have some sort of connection because it was based at Cambridge Airport. And gradually it became clear in 2014 that Prince William would indeed be interested and he'd done all that was necessary to become a pilot. And when that was made clear to me, I have to say my jaw hit the floor, the future King of England as one of our pilots. Prince William had been an RAF search and rescue pilot, and Patrick said, "The information was we had to treat him just as any other member of the team. He was very much part of the team. He'd go off and make us a cup of tea." He said the Prince, who donated his salary to charity, is still in touch with former colleagues. "It's a very demanding environment. You rely very heavily on those around you, and some of the friendships you build will be lifelong," said Patrick. Patrick was born and brought up in Norfolk, starting his career as an engineer with Lotus and becoming its head of communications before setting up public relations company Tribe, which he ran for 20 years. He first met Gerry Harmer, who'd been an RAF search and rescue pilot and founded Norfolk's police helicopter unit, when he booked his helicopter flights for a Lotus Open day. And one day, they were enjoying a drink together. Now, he was bemoaning the fact that the search and rescue had moved from RAF Coldshall, which meant it would take longer for the RAF helicopter to get to Norfolk if anyone gets in a muddle, said Patrick. He said maybe we should start a service to fill the gap. Of course, when you're sitting in a pub, you think, oh, good idea. And then the hard work started. They spent the next 5 years gathering support and funds. Money from Norwich Union helped pay for a six-week trial with a helicopter from Gerry's charter company. The first EAAA missions took off in 2001. It's been called out more than 31,000 times in 20 years. There are probably thousands of people who wouldn't be alive without it, said Patrick. EAAA wasn't the first in the country, but it was breaking new ground. I'm hugely proud of what we achieved. Asked whether there were particular incidents that stood out in his memory, he said, "The last patient is the most important." The EAAA is called to an average of 9 emergencies a day, including road crashes, accidents and medical incidents, and responds with helicopters or road vehicles, depending on which is most appropriate. On June the 30th, Patrick's final task will be to launch round-the-clock air coverage from both Norwich and Cambridge. Our purpose is to deliver a doctor and paramedic to the site of the patient as fast as possible, said Patrick. It is a charity that is there for anyone at any time. With a £15 million annual turnover, the EAAA relies on fundraising and donations, as well as its lottery and legacies. I'm hugely grateful for the support we get from the people of Norfolk, and we'll always do our very best for each patient and make the best use of every penny, said Patrick. He has overseen the creation of a new headquarters at Norwich Airport and a new operational base in Cambridge, as well as an aftercare service for patients and first aid training for the public. The EAAA is Employer of the Year in the latest Norfolk Business Awards, and Patrick has been Eastern England's Third Sector Institute of Directors Director of the Year. The charity has benefited hugely from his ambitious vision, dynamism and charisma, which has brought such a professional life-saving operation to East Anglia, said the EAA chairman. Patrick plans to stay involved as a volunteer. They would have to work very hard to keep me away. Being CEO of East Anglian Air Ambulance is the best job I've ever had, said Patrick, who's 67 and lives with his wife in Southrop's near Cromer. They have three grown-up children and are about to welcome their first grandchild. One of Patrick's hobbies is flying light aircraft, but he's no helicopter pilot. On an off-duty flight with Jerry, he did let me have a go once. About 30 seconds later, he said he'd take the controls back. If you take your hands off an aeroplane, it tends to continue flying. If you take your hands off a helicopter, it wants to fall out of the sky. He's delighted that he will continue to see the air ambulance helicopters as they use Northrop's airfield close to his home for night training. I get huge pleasure from seeing the aircraft flying. You get a lump in your throat, he said.